welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Blair Oaks Falcons. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Greg Jackson of the News Tribune. And before Greg and I start to mix things up this week, let's listen to a little bit of Greg's conversation with Blair Oaks head coach Ted LePage.
All right, Coach, let's have a quick look back at last week's 49-0 win at Hallsville. Second straight shutout by the defense. What were some of the things you saw on film from that game?
Well, one was a great start. We came out, got a turnover on that first series, got a score. We get into the situation where we only get one series in the first quarter. A lot of people are just sitting on the ball and holding it, which is smart football. But our kids never got impatient by that. You see a lot of times teams are used to going, they get impatient. Our players, I thought we had a very consistent night offensively and defensively. We have never gave up the explosive play offensively. What that means is they didn't hit a huge sack or a huge turnover, and we didn't give up the huge play, explosive play defensively. So when you put those two together, that's a really good recipe. And then on the special teams, we had a really good night on special teams again. So very consistent effort by us. I won't say it was our best game by far and away, but I thought we had a very consistent effort.
Defensively, I couldn't believe it when I looked it up. You know, it had been since 2019 since you all had back-to-back shutout wins. Just because, I mean, I feel like you all get three or four a game. And I think what makes this more impressive is you shut out an Eldon team that is averaging 41 points a game. You shut out a Hallsville team averaging 35 points a game. So you're getting shutouts against teams that have had a lot of success offensively this year.
Well, in two different types of teams. You know, we go against a good rushing team, and we've gone against a good passing team. I think the early on games between Maryville, Luther North, and then the Topeka team have you know, put us in a situation where we've had some adversity on defense. So when you have adversity on defense, you see things are going wrong. And when you see things going wrong, you can either accept them and take the win, or you correct them like you lost and move forward. And that's one thing I appreciate about our players. Each week we come in on Saturday and it's like a clean slate. Hey, what do we got to do to get better? We want to get better than what we were the week before. So we treat every game like a loss when we come in the film room, and they have accepted that, and they really have adapted. And then each week they go out and they tend to create a better situation than what they did the week before on their positioning.
And not only that, but offensively, you take a look at the Hallsville game, you all scored on 7 of your 8 possessions. The Eldon game, something similar. I think the only you had the 3-and-out earlier in the game. Other than that, I think you all scored on most every possession. I think a lot of that goes to the fact that back-to-back games with no turnovers, but you all are also, when you get the ball, you're finding the end zone almost every single time.
Well, a lot of that has to do with, you know, the five guys up front are just working so well together. It's just been phenomenal to watch. Our quarterback's making great decisions. We're having good ball security. And our players are playing as a unit. When you watch us score a touchdown, if you, in the future, will watch, all 11 offensive players are celebrating. And that's a really unique thing in high school football. You get that kind of chemistry going. It feels like they all had a part in it. And instead of just one person scoring, our whole team is scoring. And I think that has really been a blessing this year for us.
And now you're conference championship this week against Southern Boone. What can you tell me that you've seen from that team?
Well, they're explosive. They got great skill guys, Ash. You've got Morris, you got Dapkus, you got Evans. I mean, they just have great skill guys across the board. They got a really big offensive lineman that the defense lineman has committed to Northwest. They do a great job of distributing the ball between those four guys, and they're just explosive all the way around.
All right, that was Blair Oaks head coach Ted LePage. Greg, I think I had a lot of things on my bingo scorecard last week, but 49-0 blanking of Hallsville was, I don't think that was on my bingo scorecard.
Well, not only that, I remember looking it up, and again, the Blair Oaks defense has just been so good the past 2 years. I couldn't believe it. It had been 4 years since they had posted back-to-back shutouts.
Okay.
You take a look, like as good as their defense was last year, I think there were still some games where they give up like a late touchdown or something to prevent the shutout, but the biggest takeaway I have is you've played an Eldon team that was averaging 41 points per game. You played a Hallsville team that was averaging 35 points per game, and
right,
neither team found the end zone.
Right.
And I thought that was probably the biggest takeaway. The defense really, they made some adjustments, switched to a nickel package, went with 5 defensive backs, and that turned out to be a huge a huge game changer because, you know, I think Halsell might have thrown one deep ball for a completion. The rest were a bunch of short passes that maybe one or two got for more than 10 yards. They just – Halsell only – I don't think they moved the ball inside the Blair Oaks red zone all game. And on the flip side, Blair Oaks had eight possessions and they scored on seven of them. Right. And the one that they didn't score on, it was because they turned it over on downs inside the 20-yard line. So, you know, I don't know if that game could have gone any better for Blair Oaks, considering it was 7-0 after one quarter, and that's because Blair Oaks only had the ball for one possession in the first quarter.
So I guess the only other thing to ask about that game pretty much is, how's the new turf look up at Hallsville?
You know, that thing was nice. Obviously, the pellets, it was very soft. Okay. And I think that's fairly normal for brand new turf fields. I mean, they're not going to be rock hard. Right. It's just going to be one of those things where, you know, it's going to take some time to get used to. But I was going to say, I remember I said I was going to be up on top of the press box. I patrolled the sideline just because I wasn't looking up like I normally would. Right. You know, because they kind of leveled everything out and it's not as crowned as a grass field would be. So, sure. You know, great atmosphere. I thought Blair Oaks brought a ton of people to that game in addition to Hallsville. I mean, you know, they have been aching for a home game and they brought a big crowd. So I thought that was kind of nice for Blair Oaks to play in front of a great crowd and get a big win like that.
Yeah. So before we turn our attention to tonight's game, we'll just kind of do some little bookkeeping stuff, I guess, here. But there was kind of an off-the-field kind of occurrence that happened this week that was very notable.
Yeah, Blair Oaks senior linebacker Brady Kerperin announced his commitment to Air Force for football. I was going to say not the first Division I football player for Blair Oaks, but I believe the first FBS football player. That was huge. I know he had a preferred walk-on offer from University of Missouri. You know, SEMO had also put out an offer, I think, Northwest Missouri, and there's probably a few others along the way in there, but those first four that I mentioned were the four, you know, at his commitment ceremony. Those were the first four. He had those four shirts out and picked up the Air Force one. I think that's a, you know, that's big, especially since you take a look, Air Force is in the top 25 now in the AP top 25 poll. I think he'll fit in great out there just because he has such a great work ethic, because not only does he excel on the football field, but I mean, he was a state runner, a wrestler last year. And you know, if he stays at 250 in the 215 pound weight class, I think he's got a good shot to win a state title. So, you know, a great dual sport athlete. And, you know, he's the reigning class 2 defensive player of the year. As far as this year goes, he already has more than 100 tackles in the first 8 games, and number 2 on the team for Blair Oaks isn't even up to 50 total tackles. So you talk about a player that has played a tremendous impact on the Blair Oaks defense the past 2 years. That list definitely starts with Brady Kerperin.
Yeah. So let's turn our attention to tonight's game. And sometimes, you know, week 9 games, sometimes you're just playing out the string. Sometimes you're just worried about the postseason loomings. But this is kind of exciting. I think this is really nice from the standpoint, if you look at it, Blair Oaks comes in at 7-1, 5-0. They're going to be hosting Southern Boone, 7-1, 5-0 in the Tri-County. And I guess the biggest thing to me, that when I kind of was looking at the schedules and kind of doing some kind of number crunching and looking at stuff, I went, oh, wow, they played together back in the Jamboree back when. So I'll just say, months and months ago, Greg, did you see this panning out just this way?
I didn't, and just because, you know, I think I knew Brady Dabkus was going to be a great player for them. I think he's turned out to even exceed those expectations. I think he's played a tremendous impact for Southern Boone. You know, and not only that, but I mean, who'd have thought coming into this game that Southern Boone would be the team with the longer win streak? They lost their season opener at Odessa, who is now a state-ranked team. They've won 7 in a row. Blair Oaks has won 6 in a row after that week 2 loss to Lutheran North. I was going to say, it's not going to be the first time this matchup has really been hyped up. You know, I remember the 2018 matchup, but that back then, because of the way the schedule works, I think that was a week 7 matchup.
I think you're right.
And there was a lot of hype in that game, but Blair Oaks won it rather convincingly. Both teams go on to win district championships that year. But to what you're saying, I mean, how often are we going to see a conference championship on the line in week 9? I mean, just the way the scheduling gods made this work, I think you and I kind of talked about For example, at the college level, Truman State and Indianapolis last year went undefeated in the conference until they played each other in that regular season finale. I think that's just so cool when it works out to be just like that. And that puts so much on the line. I mean, we're going to talk about this, but there's like four or five different things on the line tonight.
Absolutely.
And a conference title is just one of them.
Absolutely. So it is worth noting it is at Blair Oaks, but I think I also want to mention too that maybe there's been some magic in the new turf out at Ashland again this year, because I know they were all fired up for their new home digs this year. And you know, if you kind of look at the schedule, they did not lose at home this year.
No, they did.
So, I mean, that Odessa loss was on the road. So otherwise, you know, they got the new field. They ran the slate so far on that. And I bet they're hoping that, you know, once the postseason gets here, they're hoping to continue that with whatever home games they might get.
I mean, they're averaging more than 45 points per game. I think the one number, if you're Southern Boone, that makes you a little nervous is that you're giving up about 30 a game.
Right.
And a Blair Oaks defense is only giving up half that. You know, again, I know Southern Boone scored 75 points against Eldon, but they also gave up 49, and Blair Oaks really, Blair Oaks held its own against Eldon. And not only that, the 7-game win streak is the longest in Southern Boone history. I think they've had multiple 5-game win streaks, but this is the longest win streak in the program. And again, it's a program that hasn't even been around 20 years, so it's not, you know, it's not like they've had a long, long storied history, and this is, you know, just something that really stands out compared to years past.
Right.
But they've taken some huge steps because they have graduated some talent. You and I were kind of talking about some of the stud players they've had through the years. And now they've got some more great talent to come around.
Yeah.
And I think it all starts with quarterback Austin Evans. He's a left-handed quarterback. I feel like we've taken a look. Blair Oaks has seen one good quarterback after one good quarterback after one, and this is another one that's thrown for almost 2,000 yards this year. You know, 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, and if I remember right, of those 7, 3 or 4 might have came in one game against California that they had to win in overtime earlier this year. So outside of that, it sounds like he's played a great season. But yeah, the Dabkus kid is going to be one to definitely, you know, almost 1,000 yards rushing. He can be a receiver if need be, and they've just, you know, really his speed is what is probably the most concerning, and I think that'll be kind of interesting to see what he does going up against the Blair Oaks defense that has only given up about, you know, again, like we talk about, they're coming off back-to-back shutouts, they've only given up about 15 points per game. So are we is he going to have a Dakota Truce like effect, the wide receiver from Boonville, or is Blair Oaks going to find a way to contain him like they have some of these other stud athletes?
Yeah, I just think this is one of those games that's just so compelling from the standpoint of, yes, the records alone and kind of the matchup alone kind of gets you to that point, but it is just going to be fascinating to see. You look at the numbers that the offense for Southern Boone has put up and you go, okay, this might be one of those teams where we're always talking about, can you keep pace with a Blair Oaks offense that's almost impossible to keep pace with? You think that maybe they can't, but they're also going to have to get stops too. So I think it could just come down to one of those things where you go, you know, the team that maybe gets, you know, 2 stops out of the other team's 8 offensive possessions might, you know, have a decided advantage in this game. And or if they just kind of go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, we could be in for another one of those crazy games. Like you said, you mentioned that, you know, 75-49 game. That could also be something where I think is very possible to happen tonight.
It wouldn't shock me if this is another game where Blair Oaks is like, why throw the ball when we can run it? Because Southern Boone has a pretty decent secondary. They've got a lot of guys that go both ways. You know, Chase Morris, you know, their leading receiver almost has 1,000 yards receiving. He also plays both ways. I think he had a pick 6 last week against School of the Osage. Dapkus plays both ways. I believe he's also gotten a pick 6 this year. But they can't stop the run. It wouldn't surprise me if Blair Oaks is like, you know what, we've been averaging about 10 yards a carry for the past couple of games.
Right.
Why would we go away from that and dare them to stop it? If they if they stack the box, all right, now we're going to throw the ball against you and see what happens. So, you know, I'll be very intrigued to see how Blair Oaks handles this from an offensive perspective. It would not surprise me if they come out and run the ball and dare them to try to stop the run.
Yeah. You know, I was a sports writer for 23 years, enjoyed every minute of it. Haven't necessarily missed a lot of things when I've been gone. There's been times where I'm like, okay, this is, you know, oh, those middle of the slog games, those middle of February basketball games where everybody's just kind of playing it to be playing it. I will flat out say I am envious of you getting to go to this game tonight, yeah, because I feel like this is one that if I weren't working the desk at the News Tribune tonight, I'd love to be at this one.
I was going to say this one's getting a lot of attention because, again, these are both state-ranked teams. Blair Oaks number one in Class 3, Southern Boone number 10. And they're both in the same district right now. Blair Oaks is the number 2 seed, and Southern Boone is the number 3 at the moment. They're a few hundredths of a point ahead of Centralia, and we'll talk about points here because, you know, this game and another game in the Jeff City area will have a big impact on how those turn out. But, again, so much on the line. It's senior night for Blair Oaks. This is a really good senior class that, you know, their freshman year was the COVID year. They've already got 2 state championships under their belt. They'd like to find a way to come out, win a third one. And one of the things I've talked to Coach LePage, you know, usually during these senior night games, I'll ask him a question about the seniors, and I'll try to paraphrase the story he was telling me. This class was in 7th grade, his first year back with Blair Oaks in 2018 when they were in Junior Falcons, and he said they played for the league championship. He showed up for that game. They did not win. And I think the takeaway I have from him talking about that story was he was like, you know, they're obviously, when you lose a football game, it's not uncommon for kids to be in tears after the game. But he's like, they really wanted to win that game that badly. And sure, that's something that really stuck with him over these past 6 years. And he's like, just look at what these kids have turned into. You know, 2 years ago, you know, a lot of them were starting as sophomores on a defense that gave up about 30 points per game. And look at these seniors on defense now. Look at what they've done. I mean, they've gone from cutting that number in half and being one of the top defenses in the state. And on offense, a lot of those kids also started as sophomores. I mean, I don't know if we've seen a senior class that has had so many 3 and potentially maybe even 4-year contributors at the varsity level. So, you know, I think it'll be a very emotional night for those kids because you've got that. You've got a conference title on the line. You're trying to play for the number 1 seed in district. There's just so much on the line tonight.
Right. So let's turn our attention to that. And with that, you mentioned it. Both these teams are in Class 3, District 4. And right now, the way it bears out, you know, it's a 7-team district. Only one team's going to get a bye. And one, you know, and so not only is it more important to get that 1 seed, but then you also get obviously the home field for these things. It's looking like it's going to be kind of a tall mathematical hurdle for the Falcons to get from the 2 spot that they're currently in to the 1 spot.
Well, okay, so I was looking at the math and I put out best case and worst case scenario numbers for Blair Oaks. So if Blair Oaks wins by 13 points, so because the plus minus is cut at 13, I would have them ballparked around, like, so right now they have 22 points. Best case scenario, if they win by 13, I have them around 50.34. If they lose by 13, they would drop to like 46.34. So again, the plus minus makes a huge swing in that. Right now, Mobley's at 51.32. So Mobley is playing at Jefferson City at Atkins Stadium. It's homecoming for the Jays. And so they're going to get bonus points for playing a Class 4 school. Looking at the math, if Moberly were to win, they've got the 1 seed. That would put them at like about 52.36 points. So that would be still 2 full points ahead of Blair Oaks. So if you're Moberly coming in and you're like winning, you're the 1 seed, you don't have to worry about scoreboard watching anything else.
Right.
If Moberly loses and lose by 13, they'll drop to like 48.36. And I did the math. I think even if they win by 1 point, they'll still have more points than Blair Oaks.
Okay.
If they lose by even one point, I think Blair Oaks would hurdle them. So basically, I don't think they need to worry about the margin of victory. It's basically if Blair Oaks wins and Moberly wins, Moberly's got the 1. If Blair Oaks wins and Moberly loses, Blair Oaks gets the 1.
Okay.
And if Blair Oaks loses in either scenario, no matter what Moberly does, Blair Oaks would not get the 1 seed. So basically, Blair Oaks needs to win, and they need Jefferson City to beat Moberly in order to get that 1 seed and get that first round bye.
Yeah. And I do feel like that's one of those things where, you know, this game was delicious enough without those scenarios on top of it, you know, where you look at it and go, this one was just a fun one to begin with, and then you put that on top of it. I'm sure that's going to be the last thing that probably Coach LePage and the players are thinking about when they take the field tonight. But it does just add an interesting little wrinkle to how things might play out.
Because to be honest, I mean, I still, even if Blair Oaks gets the 2 seed, I still, they're number one team in the state. They're the favorite to win it.
Correct.
I think they can go up and beat Moberly on the road.
And they don't care about
on the road. No, no. Like, and I did ask him, I was like, with all that's going on with senior night, with a conference title, with, you know, the 1 seed in districts, I did ask Coach LePage, I was like, is there any concern about the distractions being too much? And he just immediately shook his head. He's like, no, because the players set the goals. I don't set the goals. Right. And he's like, the players said we want to go 1-0 every week, and then goal number 2 is to win a conference championship. And at that point, they said, we don't care about the rest of that until we take care of business on Friday night, which is to go 1-0, beat Southern Boone, and if you beat Southern Boone, you get that conference title. So right now, they're just focused on goals number 1 and 2.
Yeah. All right, I guess that gets us to the prediction point of the podcast, and I will mention that Blair Oaks is 18-0 all time against Southern Boone. So the question is, do the Falcons run it to 19-0 tonight, Greg?
Like we were talking about before this started, that just blows my mind that they are undefeated against Southern Boone, because I think even Hallsville's won a couple of matchups, you know, that 2014 game, which, by the way, that was the last time Blair Oaks lost a conference home game. It was almost 10 years ago.
Pretty amazing.
And even in Southern Boone's best years, like we were talking 2018, there's been another year since then. Even in Southern Boone's best years, Blair Oaks has always been the better team.
Right.
I don't think this year is any different. I think the biggest difference tonight is I think Blair Oaks is going to get in the 50s again.
Okay.
And the question is, do they hold Southern Boone down, or does it end up being a shootout, which we've seen a number of games for Southern Boone? I don't know if it's going to be a third straight week with a shutout, but I do think this is a game Blair Oaks will win, let's say 56-21.
All right. That should do it for this week. For Greg Jackson, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following Greg Jackson on Twitter at ActionJackson05. That's Action, J-A-X-O-N, 05. Thanks for listening.